Gregorino and Jody calls them as they seize them, and you better believe them. Hear relevant news, biased opinion, and outright nonsense regarding every aspect of automotive culture. Gas! With mechanical trickery never before broadcast over FCC-regulated airwaves. Thrilled to the explosive tension as Ray and Joe cuss each other down track, barrel roll across the finish line, laughing at certain disasters as they shake hands for the devil. All that and so much more at high noon this Sunday on the Motormouth Radio Hour. Call in and speak live with the Wizards of Speed and the Live Feed, Ray Garino and Joe D. Bring the whole family. Kids under 12 get in free every Sunday at noon on WHBC. Take the Hempstead Turnpike to the Meadowbrook Parkway and look for the no parking on the expressway and no express service on the parkway side. Go right on Highway 24 to Garden City. $2 all-day parking includes pit pass.
Get your party down, baby. You are rocking with Motormouth Radio, Long Island's only automotive talk show here on Long Island with your host, Ray Guarino, his co-host, Wingman Joe D, and confidant of the world, Joe D, and our special guest in the studio today, G-Rod Salmon from PA.
Well, hello.
This is the one song we didn't get to hear last night.
Really?
Yes, we listened to a lot of Queen last night, but not my favorite. So
there you see.
We're going to stick it in now.
Why not? That's what they make portable media for.
Absolutely. And here we are for another rousing week of automobilia talk and questions, concerns. Give us a call, 516-572-7440. You can also find us on MotormouthRadio.com, Twitter at MotormouthRadio, and Instagram, Joe's favorite, Real.
_
Motormouth Radio, where we post all our crazy stuff that we do. You can also sign up for our blog. We send out a weekly blog that'll tell you about what we've done during the week. We won't spam you. We, like us on social media. We will maybe like you back. And
spam is for sandwiches.
Yeah, exactly. But not our sandwiches, because we like the other stuff. That's,
well, yeah, but, you know, sometimes everyone, you know, you got to just pull the can out. And you can't always use it for spaces at the bottom of the table, you know.
Yeah, but you could use it maybe to fix an exhaust leak if you had to wrap it around a pipe.
Right. Well, I was going to say it could be a good lubricant tool, you know.
Yeah, you could melt it down maybe.
Yeah, and people would smell you coming a mile away.
Oh, geez, would they ever, right?
But, hey, what's wrong with some hot spam, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, boy. So.
Yike, okay, I can't get that out of my mind now.
Speaking of what we've done during the week, this is a rare treat for us because Gerard listens to us, you used to listen to us on the road, right?
Yes.
When you were driving?
Yes.
Gerard's a truck driver.
Right.
So, Vince, if you're out there, we got a compatriot of yours in the studio. And, now you'll typically send texts and messages when you listen to the show and tell us how good or bad we're
questions,
doing.
Comments.
Yeah, concerns. All that
electronic
stuff.
Heckling.
Yeah, yeah. Now you get to do it in person.
Yes. Now you get to watch the magic happen.
Exactly.
In which case, after that, counseling will be available in what room was that over there? In the
CCB 223 or something like that. Yeah, we'll have something. We'll have a tent set up. I don't know. So what happened? What went on this week, Joe? Anything of note?
Well, I don't know. It was just another week of trying to get stuff, people calling me, I got this car and I need it out in 15 minutes. And, well, you know, that 15-minute thing has got to stop, guys, you know, not for nothing.
Oh, yeah.
But, there was a couple of head scratches yesterday. It was tracing down an EVAP leak on a Toyota RAV4, of course. It ended up hiding in the fill neck, you know. Of course, you got to take panels apart and all kinds of crap to get at.
We were just talking about that yesterday.
And having a discussion with the guy in the shop. No, it doesn't work like that. I'm like, well, yeah, it does. You know, it's like, I don't know, like EVAPs, you're not supposed to see any wisp of smoke anyway. It goes, oh, there's a little smoke there. And I'm like, that's okay. I'm like, no, it's not, because it's a code for a small leak. So that had to, you know, we also had the educational hour. And then that was followed by a Chrysler Pacifica with mental problems.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, like It thought it was a cop car because it would like wink the headlights back and forth.
Wigwags.
Yeah, and sometimes the wipers would work. Sometimes the windows would work, but not the windows and the wipers at the same time.
Okay.
And that ended up being a totally integrated power module, or better known as a TIPM.
Right.
Now, somebody had attempted a repair prior to this where they actually, and basically it acted like a bad ground.
Bad ground, right?
So, of course, and somebody had somehow managed to wire a relay to the ignition switch that would make a ground to another relay under the hood, so the whole car was grounded through one stinking pin of, was it the wiper relay or the blower motor relay?
Wow.
And that was supplying ground, allowed the TIPM to ground out what it's got to ground out. And I was like,
They switched the grounds through the relay.
Right.
You could.
Which was kind of ingenious.
A signal is a signal.
Trying to make a whole car ground out of one stinking.
Yeah, that's not a good idea.
Yeah, so, of course, you get the wiring diagram out, and they always look at me like, why are you doing that? Why don't you just go look for the black wires? I'm like, because they're not all grounds.
There you go.
Which is another horror story for another day for me on a Ford. But, checked all the grounds and used the old, not the ohmmeter. We got out the old test light on steroids and made sure we had a nice bright light, because if it pulled enough amperage to light up a light,
right,
then we know that it could handle the job of grounding the vehicle.
Good idea.
But unfortunately, since all those grounds have to pass through the TIPM, it just wasn't doing its job, and it just was trying, I guess, to figure out which one it wanted to turn on, the left light, the right light, the blower motor, whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
And that's about $1,000 brand new.
Yeah.
And it's like an 05, and now the guy's sitting there, thinking about it, and I'm like, he goes, can I take the car home? I'm like, no. What if it rains? Because then if it rains, you're not going to have wipers and lights at the same time.
Right. So, but your doors will lock.
Yeah, exactly. So at that point, I was like, okay, this is a nice, I told the boss, there's a nice space over there. Let's go put it on the side until he decides to order one or junk it or whatever.
Right.
And that's it.
Wow. Anyway. Wow, that certainly is a...
yeah, that took a while because at that point, once you figured out what the heck was going on, then it's like finding all the diagrams, and there's 12 connectors under under that module, which is a fuse box and a body computer and the communication center for all the communications networks go through there. It's a big hub, so it's a big mess.
Yeah.
So you have to sit there pin by pin.
That's like the one you were playing with on your toolbox outside. Right.
Yeah. Actually, the toolbox one is a little bit dumber than that one, but it's the same idea. It's like you got to get at it.
Command center.
Yes. And wow. if that goes awry, you're awry.
Yeah, yeah. You're toast.
Yeah, awry. Yeah, with spam on it.
You're awry toast. Yeah, with hot spam.
Yeah, yeah. But that was my. And of course, they throw that one at me at 2:15.
Oh boy.
And the place closes at 3.
Yeah.
So P.S. I got to stay after school.
Ah,
so
nice.
That was not fun, but we got it done. People come in, you got the doors closed, like all the cars are pulled away. There's obviously no signs of, can you put air in my tire?
Yeah.
And how much, can you do an oil change like right now?
Yeah.
Okay, I need an inspection. No, see the doors closed? See nobody here except one idiot? Sorry.
yesterday I had Gerard with me down at the shop to work on my own car.
Right.
And we had some homeless guy walk in. He wanted food, water, a place to sleep, a job.
Right.
And we said, no to any of it. We don't have any of that stuff. Sorry. We're just doing our own stuff on our time.
Yeah, we're not carbon-based. We don't need that food and water stuff.
Yeah, we had the doors open because it was nice. And you never know what's going to walk. When you have a and most shops, let's face it, are not hidden away. They're not sequestered. They're on streets where there is traffic and, people see it.
Right.
I mean, I've had people walk in there on a Saturday and just look around and say, hey, what is this place? I'm like, well, what do you mean? Like, because all I see is old cars. I'm like, yeah, it's pretty cool, isn't it?
It's an old car repair shop.
Yeah.
Duh!
I said, yeah, if I tell you, we both know. So, no, I'm not telling you. Get the hell out of here.
As long as they don't come in with a weapon.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Well, yeah, that's true. That you got to watch. But I don't know, most of them, at least the Queens ones, are fairly benign.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Sometimes you can't understand them because they speak different languages.
Dialects.
So you just give them the look like, huh?
Yeah.
And after a while, they give up.
Yeah,
or you go find somebody in the shop that comes from that part of the world and tell them
to
get
him.
Yeah, exactly. But, Yeah, it's funny because people come wandering in. They want to know, oh, what's the story behind it? It's busted. We got to fix it.
Right.
Yeah, I have a Grand National sitting there. And, you know, it's got needs tires and stuff like that, which I'm not going to do with the UD.
Mm-hmm.
And they want to know everything about the car. I'm sorry, I don't own it.
Let's find out about this car. We'll find out about this flashy thing. We'll push the button and say, hi, you're on with the Motor Mouths.
Hello, Professor Ray. Hello, Joey D. This is Howie.
Howie! It's the big man! And you miss Gerard, who's in the studio with us today.
Yeah, we have a guest.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I tell you, it is. We're getting the whole crew. I miss you guys. I haven't called in a while, and I'm sorry. I've been working some longer hours.
We thought you were mad at us.
But I wanted to wish you guys a happy Halloween.
Oh, yes, definitely. What are you dressing up as this year?
Me? Mm-hmm. I'm going to be...
that can tell.
Hold on, man. I'm going to be dressing up with that Anthony Perkins movie, 1960, Psycho.
Yeah, Psycho.
No kidding.
You know?
You're going to be the mother.
I'm going to be the mother, but don't tell the wife.
Okay, no.
Okay, because I want to carry the weapons. I don't want the wife to carry any weapons.
Yeah,
good idea.
Smart.
I was going to say, do they make Kevlar costumes now?
Yeah, right.
You know, I mean...
Well... You know, you got to be careful of, you know, with her temper, you know?
Uh-huh. So,
you know,
that aside, what's up this season? How have you been doing any pie cruises, wine cruises? I know you're big on all that stuff.
We're doing that. We're doing the pie cruise with the Pontiac Club. The Cadillac Club is going to join them.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to be there. I'm planning that, you know, to be there. It's one of my favorite events. You got to remember when I was in the Pontiac Club, I coordinated that for about 5 years.
Uh-huh, right.
So I enjoy that. I'm going to invite the wife or the children if they want to come.
Good.
It's a beautiful ride with 75 to 125 classic cars. So I enjoy it. It's one of my favorite events.
Nice. And when is that to take place?
That's going to take place. It's the Sunday before Thanksgiving, November 18th.
Oh, that's later than I thought. Because a lot of those are kicking off now already. People are starting to do that usually pre-Halloween.
Yeah, they do, but this is what Dan, the president of the Pontiac Club, has been doing for years, and he's doing a great job. I did go. I don't know. It might be a little jealous here, Ray.
Yeah.
I went to the Pontiac Celebration in Rhode Island.
I saw the pictures.
We got photographic proof you were there. We saw them.
We got the pictures.
And I was fortunate. I won second place in my division.
Oh, very good.
Most impressive. Yeah, we saw you holding the trophy there. Yeah, yep.
Yeah, my friend, John from Rhode Island said, man, why don't we take a picture, man, and post it? I go, well, let's do that, you know. So.
Yeah, see?
Very cool.
Yeah.
It was very cool, a nice event. My friend Rick Diagamo does a great job. He lost his grandson probably about maybe 12 or 14 years ago, and he started this event, and it's really grown tremendously. They get from $8,000 to $12,000 to $15,000 for the charity.
Oh, very good. That's good.
Yeah.
Admirable. Very admirable.
And I believe it or not, I got a promotion at work. I got a promotion in the Cadillac Club, man. I'm vice president now.
Oh, wow. Really? Look at that.
Ooh. I'm afraid to tell my wife, but anyway.
Does that give you like a special hat for that?
I don't know, man. I got enough hats, man.
Right.
I got enough uniforms. I wear enough hats at work.
Yeah, there you go.
No, it's just we're trying to promote the Cadillac Club this year and next year.
Very good.
So.
Very good. Well, certainly good luck with that, and congratulations on your promotion, Howie.
Thank you, man. And I appreciate that, Professor Ray. And all I'm going to say is happy motoring. The weather is nice for cruising, maybe a little on the chilly side.
Can't
put the convertible top down, but it is good weather.
It's nice. Yep, very good, Howie. We'll take that to heart, and we will catch up with you soon.
Yeah, man, stay
be
in
well,
touch,
everybody.
Please.
Happy motoring.
You all right, too. Howie.
Take care.
So long.
Bye-bye.
All right, we'll
the
lead
big
up.
Man. We've been, I missed the big man.
I know, me too. We are leading. They're going to take our first break, and I want to mention a show on this station that one of our favorites, Joe. You know, it's Profumo d'Italiano.
Yeah.
Thursdays at 5, Rita Monti does a great show. She brings us the best in Italian music and culture.
Just the way she says it, Rita Monti.
Kind of like we do. We try to bring the culture to this show, but I think Rita does a better job with her end.
Oh, absolutely.
Along with poetry and interviews with Italian-American personalities, although we haven't been on the show, so.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Rita's
Nobody
happy.
Knows we're Italian, right?
I know, no. I know they don't. And she's happy to take your phone calls and requests on the live weekly program. Of course, that number is the same as this number, 516-572-7440. With that, let's crank it up again. I want to hear Freddie sing, and we'll be back with more Motor Mouth Radio, 90.3 WHPC.
I can dim the lights and sing you songs.
That's like crazy loud music. What are you listening to?
The best music on the radio. Come on, this is the Iron Age.
The what age?
The Iron Age, the show that brings you various types of heavy metal music from all over the spectrum.
Really? I've never heard of it. How do you know so much about it?
I'm the host.
Wait, if you're the host, how are you driving this car and on the radio at the same time?
Come on, don't ask so many questions. The Iron Age with me, Justin Sullivan, delivers the best variety of heavy metal music that you could ever ask for. Only on the Iron Age will you find music as ridiculously heavy as Meshuggah and Oceano, along with chill and relaxing tunes like Tool and Deftones.
Well, that sounds cool and all, but I think I'm just going to listen to something else.
Ooh, I think that's going to be a problem. I think you're going to have to find another ride then.
What?
All hit music.
For all those songs radio has forgotten about, join me, Big Ed, Mondays from 10 a.m. till noon for the Good Gold Show. We'll bring back all the great hits of the 50s, 60s, 70s, and more. The sounds of doo-wop to disco, all the Motown, soul, and great rock and roll. We'll even take your requests and dedications to the Good Gold Show.
Music.
On the voice of Nassau Community College, 90.3 WHPC, and streaming on the iHeartRadio app.
This is Dennis Pitzenberger from Sticker Shock, and if you're not listening to Motor Mouth Radio, boy, you are lost in the smoke of the burnout. Make sure to tune in each and every week because these guys are exactly what you want to hear. Real car guys, real talk every single weekend.
Oh, yeah, we are still. Oh, hang on. Do the count up. Gotta have that play. Gotta get that part. If you listen to good old-fashioned Lover Boy, you gotta hit that. And the Queen movies just came out this week, which I want to go see it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Joe, growing up in the day, you know my music proclivities very well.
Absolutely. They kind of not like somebody else I know.
Exactly. Like someone standing like near me. Yes. Yeah. But what maybe you didn't know is, back in the day, Gerard and I were the diehard Queen fans of our respective groups.
Really?
And still are to this day. And we took a lot of crap for it.
Seriously.
Yeah.
I mean, how could you not like Queen?
You know, when you listen, like we were listening last night, you listen to the musicality, you know, the orchestration. I mean, the way they lay in songs, just from a musical standpoint, it's off the chart.
Oh, hell yeah.
But I don't know what it was. It's, you know, why do you like the band you like? I don't know.
It's just something wired into your brain there.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
And some people catch things. Well, that's why there's different music for different people.
Right.
So that's not that's something that you just gotta go with.
Exactly.
As long as you don't get into too many bar fights about it.
That's true. Well, you try not to do that. That's right.
Well, yeah. Well, at least I've stopped.
Yeah. Right. I know.
You know, it's the bones are easy to break these days. So.
Oh, absolutely. There's lots of all sorts of problems with that, but. All right, so where do we leave off? Gerard, what's, you know, you brought us a sample of the, you sent us a message last week about a fuse.
Fuse.
What we were talking about.
Infamous fuse, yes.
Bad fuses. And that fuse that you brought is out of what now? What was it in?
That's out of a Freightliner straight truck.
Okay.
That has a tank in the back.
As opposed to a crooked truck?
No.
What makes it a straight truck?
A stone truck?
It's kind of like a dump truck, but with a tank on the back.
Okay. All right. And it was just a regular, you know, mini blade fuse.
Yes.
And what circuit did that power up? Do you remember? Do you know?
It was for the automatic transmission.
Oh, for the auto trans.
Yikes. Yes. So all of a sudden, it would intermittent not shift.
Uh-huh.
You would get a fault on the... It has a shift indicator
mm-hmm.
on the dash, and every once in a while, it would just pop up with an F for fault.
Oh, for fault.
Right.
Oh, good.
I thought it was for something else.
It was a good thing it wasn't the fault underneath flight.
Right.
But when it didn't shift, and all of a sudden you would hit a bump, and next thing you know, the thing would start shifting again.
Yeah.
Mm. Smells like a loose wire, but the wire was where exactly?
It was underneath the hood.
Right. But it was... But that fuse is pretty cool. How did you come across that? I mean, exactly. Did you actually pull it out and examine it, or?
Yeah, we just started changing fuses.
Right.
And anytime you change the fuse, you would put that off to the side, and you would mark it
mm-hmm.
where what slot it came out of. This way, the mechanic would know when you got back.
Right.
And they found out that it was just for the transmission. That small fuse would just get a little tiny crack.
And we could see, you know, if anybody's looked inside the plastic of a blade fuse, it usually looks like the Omega symbol or a camel's hump. And typically, yeah, those
depending
fuses...
Depending on how your brain works.
Yeah. Those fuses are typically thinner right at the top of the hump, and that's where they fault, like a fusible link. They open right there. I guess because it's easy to see it. This one opened way down on the side of a leg. I didn't look at it. I looked to the top of the fuse and said, oh, this fuse is good. And until I looked further and said, oh, no, it's bad. And now you said those fuses will actually sometimes knit back together.
Yes, they would from a spark,
yeah.
It would kind of fuse back together, and then it would crack again.
And then fail again.
So then it fail again, and
wow,
that was real hard to see.
Now, have they been having this problem for a long time with these trucks, or is it fairly...
It's just the one truck.
Just one particular truck. Oh,
yes.
Geez. Because I'm thinking, you know, the first thing I think of is from a manufacturing standpoint. Could it be the fuses... Whoever's manufacturing the fuses, but then you would see it over multiple trucks in the fleet.
Right, but it's just the one truck.
Oh, boy.
And after
sell
being
it.
Towed back quite a few times.
Yeah.
You just don't sell a $250,000 vehicle.
Folks,
yeah, seriously.
Well, someone's going to buy it. You know, listen, somebody may need a straight tanker truck. I don't know.
I mean, that type of failure on the fuse, you know, that would be tough to find. That's like a microsecond, like, whoops.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, the first thing you think is transmission fault. Bring it to the transmission shop or whatever, and God knows what that will cause. But the good thing is at least now you know it. And in that truck, when that happens, it's like a pattern, you know, pattern fault. You know that in that truck, when that happens, that's where you look.
Yeah, now we carry extra fuses just for that.
I'm surprised you haven't had the guy yet to put the next size, didn't put the next size fuse in there.
No.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah.
Well. Because you're talking about that at one of my buddy's shops.
Uh-huh.
He had an Acura, mid-2000s, and the thing came in with a fried harness.
Ooh.
Fried. I mean, we're talking about, like, get the butter, get the pan. And it turns out that the customer had some type of low shot front end type collision.
Okay.
And as part of it, they had to fix the fog lights, except that they used the next size up bulb with higher wattage.
Oh.
So it kept blowing the fuse.
And those are halogen, probably.
Yes, they are. And you know what happens when you start putting in bigger fuses. Things start getting hot.
Heat increases,
yes,
right?
Because you're starting to pull more amperage, and now there's nothing to blow, and the next thing you know, poof! Yeah,
right.
Because that's kind of a the redneck version of, like, when you're trying to find the short, you put the biggest fuse you can in there and you let the smoke out from where it's shortened.
Well, you know, I saw
they let out plenty of smoke.
I saw it on a horror movie once on Channel 9 late night. I know that Christian likes to use Wrigley's gum foil wrappers for his fuses to really make it maybe wrapped in a wrapped around a 10-penny nail. Something like that. Which, I mean, guys have used everything. There was a thing on the internet years ago, somebody put a 22 bullet in the fuse. Hold, you know, like, and then,
wow.
Like, the myth was he got shot in the leg, or so, I don't know, there was some kind of a big thing about it, but it was...
Yeah, the old cars with the glass fuses.
Like my car.
Just use a,
yep.
Cut down a bolt.
Yeah.
And shove it in
a
there.
A bolt, yeah.
Yeah.
Christian says he reported, I think this was on was either on Wikipedia or it was on Reuters. I think Christian had posted an article that said that Wrigley's fuse is good for about 40 amps. So I didn't ask him how he knows, but it's called probably an inductive meter.
Yeah, it's either that or that was just about what happened when it decided to go poof.
Yeah. Yeah, Christian, if you're out there, you want to talk about some motorcycle stuff, give us a buzz because Gerard is here. We were talking all about you last night. I was showing him all the pictures from the shop, and it's just awe-inspiring, the stuff that you've been doing out there. So if you got a second, you know, drop us a dime. But, yeah, so that's, the other fuses that are in use that are in my Fiat that are kind of hard to find now are the old European ones where it's actually like a little ceramic. Looks like an Anison. Capsule.
Right, yeah.
It's like, I don't
know. You said Anison.
I know.
Yeah, with a metal strip across.
Yeah. And I was going to say it's not ceramic. I guess it's some kind of plastic or something. And
yeah.
And it's a strap down the middle with the two end
wait
caps.
Wait for the little strip to, you have to look at the little strip.
That was easy because it was exposed.
Right.
It was an open fuse, which mm-hmm. I don't know if that's safe at all, but.
Yeah.
The old Volkswagens had that.
Yeah.
Right. That was a very common European. It's a GBC type
fuse.
Actually, the American version of that fuse was glass, but it just had the correct.
That's right.
The correct bullet looking.
It looks like a dome light bulb, but
yes,
smaller.
It does. Yes.
Right, exactly. That's exactly.
You know, that's an interesting. Now I got to try that. Now I got to see if that actually would glow if we loaded it up.
Oh, let's get loaded and go to the phones, and say hi. You're on with the Motor Mouths.
Hello.
Yeah, is this Motor Mouth Radio?
Depends who wants to know.
Well, I got this creepy guy following me on Instagram.
Yeah, that's us.
Yeah, keep leaving posts and comments, and I don't know. It's a little creepy.
Christian, what's happening from Long Island Racing? Tell
hey,
us what's going on today.
I don't know. I'm actually just kind of in the middle of cooking and hanging out.
Cooking, cool. I got to say, we got our good friend Gerard from PA, formerly of Long Island, in the studio today. And he's a bike guy, big bike guy, and I was showing him the shots. All the pictures I've accumulated from you over the last few years on my phone from the shop. And, we're just digging it, saying, yeah, you know. The more I look at that stuff, the more I say, yeah, you know, I really like what this guy does.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
I've been ramping up on a lot of machines. Well, we got two CNC machines that we've been setting up now, too.
Uh-huh.
And that's quite the challenge lately.
Now, you just put a post up where you were doing the tell us about the process with the gears. Is it metal nitride or what's the correct term?
For what? For polishing the gears or
yes.
Undercutting?
The micro polishing, yeah.
Well, the micro polishing could go a lot of different ways, actually. Right now, the process is just a heavy, it's just a breakdown with chemicals. So it's what they call like an isotropic polish.
Okay.
So they basically, the gears go in through like a chemical bath through tumbling, and that breaks down that layer of oxide on it to get that outer layer of just the roughness off.
Okay.
And then there's another process where it goes through another type of media. And then that polishes the gear, and then they get finished off neutrally with a rust inhibitor. But it breaks it down, and it gets the surface down to an RA of, like, it's just super slick.
About how long does that process take? Dan, I'm sure it varies per gear set.
You know, when I was doing it in-house, it would take me days.
Yeah.
The process. Now, the company that I was trying to finance all the equipment from got to a point they were like, hey, we'll just do the stuff for you, you know.
Okay.
And so now it's just, I've been just kind of basically, I have a Net 30, and I just basically bulk everything together and send it out. So I'll do I could do five transmissions at a time and just go out.
Nice.
So which is nice, because, and then I could concentrate on other stuff.
Right. Of course. Yeah. It frees you up to do other things. Yeah.
The biggest concern was it's the wastewater. And I didn't want to be dumping, having any issue with any wastewater or getting dumped or anything here on the island with that, because I know there's a lot of concern with that. So I was thinking more about the environment at that point.
Good.
So the stuff is done out of state.
They don't care about it.
No, it
goes into a lake somewhere.
They have a process. It's all processed properly.
Yeah, that's what I tell you.
Yeah, I hope so. I'm sure it is.
Listen, the guy who watches all the horror movies, you're going to believe what everybody else... No, we'd like to believe what they tell us, because it is the right thing to do. It is.
Where do you think them fish with three heads come from?
Right, that last movie you saw,
Chernobyl.
You know. Yeah, Chernobyl.
They're doing pretty good at
I just watched the Chernobyl special the other day, in fact. It's scary stuff, man.
I was watching The Last Man on Earth last night with Vincent Price.
Were. Yeah.
It was a pretty cool movie.
That is good.
1964.
We were shooting pool, drinking coffee, listening to Queen is what we were doing on vinyl.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, that was our night last night.
Getting set up for that. I just got my VCR back up and going.
Wow, happy days.
No kidding.
Trying to bust out some of my old movies. I have a lot of old movies on VHS still.
Oh,
I like
that's
to watch, you know.
Yeah.
Sometimes I like the feel and the quality of the VHS. Anyway. But yeah, just, I mean, as far as the shop, we've been, you know, I've been ramping up heavily with the polishing. And the whole thing with us doing the transmission work is we take a transmission out of a bike now, and I'll freshly cut and undercut the gears mm-hmm. so that they're back to a spec where they could be for, you know, higher performance motors. So basically we're undercutting with a different degree so that the gears have a more precise and better engagement from the serious load. So if a guy's going to run more horsepower, he's building a bigger motor, nitrous, turbo, you know, and then some. So we're finding... through the process of polishing and getting that friction down is picking up on torque.
Really? Cool.
Wow. Yeah, it's not so much about the horsepower, but the torque really climbs up.
What kind of numbers or increase?
I mean, it all depends on the engine profile. Yeah. I mean, on a Harley, you know, if you can gain 10 foot-pounds of torque, that's a good step right there, that's just in doing the transmission.
That's another tree stump to be pulled.
Yep.
Yes. And then if you throw, you know, cams, so if you take, like, these new Harleys and you throw cams in it and just mm-hmm. some mild head work, you're good for another 10 to 15 there. Some with the new M8s are picking up people more.
Right.
So, you know, you could take a 60-horse, you know, 96-inch motor at stock in a diner or something like that, do the trans, slick everything up, get the horsepower up with a cam, and you know you can get a close to 100 horsepower motorcycle by the time you're done with a good 105 foot pounds with proper tuning. So, you know, there's a lot of gain there with the Harleys. The metric stuff with the four cylinders, it's a little bit different because you know it's a lower torque motor. So, I mean, the numbers aren't as drastic, but when you gain 4 foot-pounds, mm-hmm. major.
Sure.
When you gain 8 horsepower, major.
It's all
It all adds up.
Yeah, it does. And then on top of everything, we've been ramping up with crankshaft work. So we've been doing, knifing cranks.
Uh-huh.
And we've also been trying to, you know, basically get more involved with doing crankshaft work. Because it's one of the things on Long Island that's kind of not, as a resource, that's readily available to a lot of people out there.
Right.
So we figured we would pick up on that. So that's just basic, you know.
Cool.
You know, getting the cranks done and knifing them and doing some hot rod cranks and all that stuff and rotating. So, you know.
Excellent.
Just the direction we're trying to go. And that's all. And the CNC is for, you know, making parts and all that stuff.
Sure.
Anyway.
And you're doing great. Well, we got to take a break. So we thank you for the call.
I'm going to be like the Bronc. I'm not going to hang up.
Yeah, okay. Well, we're just I have this little thing that I can fade down.
I want to play with the fuse in my Zimmer.
Yeah. right.
On that note.
All right, Christian. Thanks for the call, brother. We'll talk to you soon.
Take care, man.
All right. So long. That is Christian from Long Island Racing. Check him on Instagram, too. He puts up some really cool posts.
Yeah.
And he's on Facebook as well, I do believe.
Some cool high-tech stuff that he's talking about.
Yeah,
there.
He really does some cool stuff. That's why I liked being involved with it. We're going to take another quick break. Let's go to the Italian side here. And we'll be back in a little bit on 90.3 WHPC.
Hi, this is Rita Monte. Would you like to take a trip to romantic Italy with me? Let's go together every Thursday with Profumi d'Italia. You will hear and savor Italy's soul with music from yesterday and today. Learn about Italy's museums, countryside, restaurants, festivals, and wineries. Most of all, you will learn about Italy's history and its people. Thursdays at 5 p.m. experience the essence of Italy on the Voice of Nassau Community College 90.3 WHPC.
Oh my, oh my, oh my. Let me tell you about this fine show we have here at the station called Motormouth Radio. It is a car show hosted by Ray Guarino and Joe D. But you know what? It's not just cars. Sometimes talk about other things, and even when they're just talking about cars, it's about the love of cars. It's about the feeling you get. You know, they open up a hood and they say, damn, I want to redo this engine. Not everyone says that. These guys do. And like I always say also, you know, you watch those cooking shows. You don't cook. You can listen to these guys not know anything about a car. So please listen to Motormouth Radio every Sunday, 12 noon, right here on WHPC. And if you don't listen, that's your fault. You'll go through the rest of the day saying, damn it, I didn't listen. I should have listened. Sort of like Motormouth Radio. You don't have to like cars to listen to them. It helps if you do, but you don't have to.
Oh, thank you, Robbie. That was very good. Our own Rob Leonard did a promo for us, and that was great. So we are back with more Motormouth Radio. Give us a call, 516-572-7440.
Yeah, tell us what you're up to.
And you can tell us what you're up to, exactly.
Yeah,
and,
tell us what you've blown up or smoked out or just generally snapped in half or, you know, lit on fire. You know, something entertaining, you know, because it's not all, you know, when everything goes right. I mean, it's a great feeling, it's a great time saver, and keeps the stress down, but, you know, the stories just aren't as good.
You know, and I got to tell you something. I'll share a little story with you, Joe, that we talked about earlier. You should never stop trying to do new things, because some things, you know, we do repetitively over and over again mechanically, and I had a chance this week to do something that I never did, and it luckily worked out well. And what it was something I'll tell you about after
the flashy thing.
About this flashy thing, we'll go to the phones first and say, hi, you're on with the Motormouths.
Hey, how you doing today?
How you, Joe.
Yeah.
Joe Undertaker, what's happening?
Hey, Joe.
Good ear.
What's up,
I got a really strange question for you.
Oh, boy, here we go.
Well, from you, we wouldn't expect anything else, Joe.
Yeah. Where's a good spot when you come up to a road sensor off at a traffic lights on a motorcycle? I have been stuck for so many damn red turning lights and things like that where I've watched it cycle through and it went right by me.
Excellent question. Gerard, how do you do? Because I have some theories on how I've dealt with it. Gerard, what's your
usually
attack?
I try to stay left, right on the sensor.
Yeah, stay to the edge of the sensor is what Gerard's saying, Joe.
Yeah.
Now, I've done that and had some success and had less success. Years ago, a company came out with, like, a super powerful magnet that I bought, and I put it under the bottom of the bike. They said that would help trip it. I didn't find any luck with that at all. and I found some sensors, the motorcycle just doesn't trip. It just doesn't recognize it. So then what I do is I try to move forward to let the car behind me move forward.
I've done that, too.
The only good thing with the strong magnets, it picks up nails and screws and everything.
Shovels,
else.
Yeah.
So you don't ride over it.
Oh, it'll save the back tire, not the front.
Right.
Yeah. My answer is I've had limited success. Sometimes the sensor is tuned so you can sit to the end of it, like kind of like a seesaw, and it works. And other ones I've had absolutely no luck with whatsoever.
Some people actually put the kickstand down onto the strip.
I thought it was because, you know, my bike particularly has a lot of plastic on it, has a lot of composite materials. Like the Harley was just all steel and metal, that thing, you know, and this bike didn't. So I don't know. I really was never able to draw the conclusion conclusively. So does this happen all the time, Joe, or is it sometimes, some sensors and not others?
Sometimes. I mean, a lot of times I wind up bypassing the lights, you know, if I'm coming up and there's nobody in front of me and, you know, I'm going into a turning lane, I says, I'll go down to the next block and turn around because I know this isn't going to work.
Right. What kind of bike are you riding?
I picked up a Yamaha Majesty 400.
Okay. All right, so that's a smaller bike. It's not a big, you know, it's not a big honking cruiser. You know, not an FJ or anything.
No, it's a step through scooter, but it's good. I got to make sure that I keep an eye on the speedometer. I've gone a little bit too fast a few times and said, "Uh oh."
Oh wow. Okay. Yeah.
Well, those sensors have no problem honking you, right?
Right. Yeah. So that's unfortunately, we don't have the definitive answer on this because we haven't had. Well, Gerard, how much luck have you had? Have you been more on the positive side than the negative?
Well, in Pennsylvania, they actually changed the law where if you go through a cycle and the light doesn't change, the next time it goes to change, and if it doesn't, you can actually make your turn.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, that was kind of cool.
That's
yeah,
neat.
Because
yeah,
because it's kind of understanding, yeah.
Yeah, it, I guess somebody that actually rode motorcycles complained.
They probably emailed from there, still at the traffic light.
Yeah,
yeah.
Enough time.
I've been here for 3 days now.
Yeah. It was probably easier than redoing or retuning all the sensors, I guess.
Oh, yeah, there's too many.
Yeah.
And either they're too forward or too back. And
mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, the other thing, Joe, is try to make sure you always get up to a light behind the car.
Yeah.
So they trip it for you. But that's
yeah, that's what I said before. You know, if I'm coming along and I said, okay, there's a car there, I'll pull in behind it. If not, I'll go to the next there available spot to make the left.
Right, right. Yeah, there you go. Well, that's it, yeah. Well, that's, yeah, unfortunately we don't have, like I said, the definitive answer for you, but we hope that helps a little bit. And yeah, try saying to the right or the left of that. You see the cutout on the asphalt, and then maybe jump up and down and put your kickstand down, swing a chicken
around. Yeah, that's the thing. I've seen the cutout square, and I've always wondered whether or not I should, like, you know, hang back at, you know, at either the leading or the tail edge of it or the left or the right.
Yeah. Try them all. Try one at a time.
Yep.
But remember, the one, like that one sensor at that one particular light may be the one that's calibrated a little differently, and with the next one may work for you, that one just may not.
Yeah.
So, yeah. All right. Well, keep us posted on your progress and let us know what happens.
We'll have to go out and try to run some red lights now.
Yeah.
Thanks for the info.
All right, Joe. Thanks for calling, brother.
All right.
Bye-bye. That was good old Joe the Undertaker.
I'll go get the fake license plate and the Ronald Reagan mask. And
there you go.
See what we can do.
Sure. Yeah, that worked.
That Majesty is a lot of plastic.
I would. Yeah, it's a little scooter. Yeah, I would imagine that would be, yeah. But, and they are lighter, so they don't have the weight. You know, you don't have the max gross weight that a bike has. But
and they are fast.
Let's fastly go back to the phones and see who's there. We'll say, hi, you're on with the Motor Mouths.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, Vic? What are you doing?
What's up, man?
Same old.
Yeah.
Well, what's up?
So, I come home Tuesday, and my neighbor's in my driveway, who I don't know.
Okay.
And he goes, your tree is in my yard.
Oh.
And your chocolate's in my peanut butter, so what?
The only problem with that is the Catalina convertible ran interference for the tree.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, no.
So I go back there, and the car was covered. Got rid of the shed because it was falling down. But for some stupid reason, I put a fuel cell on the trunk of the car.
Oh.
I don't put anything on the car.
Right.
The tree landed on the fuel cell,
mm-hmm.
caved in the trunk, but the tree stopped a half an inch from the convertible top.
Oh, that's good.
So the putting the fuel cell there saved the car.
Right. It damaged the trunk, but saved the roof, which is more expensive than a deck lid.
Yes, sure.
Exactly.
Got it.
But the tree was all over, so myself and my brother, we did all kinds of cribbing and all kinds of bracing and all, and cut the tree down at about 1 foot at a time.
Yeah,
we had plywood all over the car, so if it did roll on it, it fell off and all.
Right.
And it worked out.
Wow, just what you needed to do on a day after work, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
But here's the stupid thing. I only have one spare part for the car, and it's a deck lid.
Oh, great.
Wow.
Well, sometimes...
You should be buying them lottery tickets, you know?
Yeah, sometimes nature just rolls in your favor, and you just got a break. That's great.
Yeah, because it's a 71, 72 deck lid only.
That's very good. That's, wow. Yeah.
Jeez.
So I lucked out on it, and I was going to move the car next week.
Oh, jeez.
Well,
save you. Yeah, you can still move it next week, I guess, but...
Very easily.
Yeah, there's no tree in the way now.
For sure.
Wow.
No tree in the way.
Oh, that's cool. Wow. That.
Now you can add part-time lumberjack to your list of talents there.
Well, I used to be on a tree crew for the town of Hempstead, so I knew how to cut.
Right.
Because you just don't go out there and cut trees.
No.
You know, it's all kinds of different cuts on it to get the tree to go where it wants to.
Yeah.
Right.
And it landed on my brother's hot tub, too, which also saved things.
Oh, boy.
Not good for the hot tub.
No.
But, yeah.
Well, now you get a little bit more sun.
Those wacky trees.
Yeah, you get a little more sun in the yard now.
Yeah, more sun, more grass to mow now.
There you go. Just park another car over it in that spot. That's all.
There you go.
Yeah. One more car and I run out the motor grass.
Yeah. There you go. Excellent. Oh, well, very good. Congratulations on your good luck with that. And
Yeah,
exercise anyway.
Yep. Stop by the shop one day. I got something for you.
All right. We'll do.
Cool.
All right.
I'll see
Have
you.
A good one, guys.
Thanks.
Take care,
Vic. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Very good.
All right. Story of incredible luck.
You never know. You just never know what's going to happen.
Because, of course, you know, when you damage stuff on a car that they don't make parts for every day, you know, unless it's a Camaro or a Chevelle or a Mustang, you know.
Right.
Then you're in real trouble, but leave it to Vic to have that one trunk lid.
Talk about getting lucky, yeah.
Seriously.
And speaking of that, we're going to go after the show down to pick up my trunk lid in Limbrook because it's gotten primed and the underside's painted. Mike got that done this week for us. So we're
and
gonna
not
go.
A tree to be found.
Not a tree to be found, right. But and unlike, you know, luckily we didn't get trapped under a tree, so there was no death on two legs. Ha-ha. Yeah, ha-ha. Let's take our last break on Motor Mouth Radio. We'll be back in a few minutes on 90.3 WHPC.
I'm Rob Leonard, host of Beatles Songs for the past 24 years right here on WHPC. Beatles Songs airs every Friday from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m., playing the music of the Beatles together, apart, along with Beatle cover songs and songs the Beatles covered, along with songs a Beatle either guested on and or produced. And of course, we provide Beatle news. It's not the same show where they play the same 10 songs. So join me every Friday for Beatles Songs. 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. on 90.3 WHPC, the voice of Nassau Community College, streaming at ncc.edu/WHPC.
It's now easier to listen to the voice of Nassau Community College on your phone.
Stay connected to your favorite radio station anywhere you go on the iHeartRadio app.
Never miss shows like the Nassau Morning Madhouse, It's Saucy, or the Radio Rumble Again.
Streaming 24/7, 365. Listen to WHPC everywhere.
iHeartRadio is radio and unlimited music all in one app.
Listen live now in the iHeartRadio app and at iHeartRadio.com.
Just search for 90.3 WHPC.
Every sound, every note, including the bass, on this track is played by a monkey.
American Hit Radio, Wednesdays and Fridays at 5 p.m. on the voice of Nassau Community College, 90.3 WHPC.
We're back on Motor Mouth Radio. Yes, we are. Long Island's only automotive talk show. And we're going to go back to the phones because that thing is flashing again. And we're going to say, hi, you're on with the Motor Mouths.
Hey, what's going on, dudes?
Hi.
Oh, what's happening?
Not a long time, no chat.
Yeah, what are you up to? Mark.
Yeah, I was listening to your fuse story before.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one, right?
Oh, God. Back in the 70s, my brother-in-law had a Common Gear. I'm sorry. Ford, whatever the hell it was. Mustang 2.
Ah. Okay, Mustang 2.
Oh, yeah, the Mustang. Yeah.
What every street rod got the suspension out of.
Gosh. But anyway, what a car. But anyway, he loaned it to my brother. And I remember I looked under his dashboard once. I forgot what I was doing under there. Doing, I guess, wiring a radio or something. And he had, you know, you see the fuse block under there. And like most of the fuses had, you know, a piece of aluminum foil around each fuse. So what the hell, what are you doing? So anyway, moved up to my brother. He borrows the car, and he's riding through Hicksville, and he stops at a light, and flames start coming out from under the hood.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, the car was just ashes by the time anybody got there.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, and I said to my brother-in-law, I said, you know, you had all those fuses, you know, wired up with aluminum. No, I didn't. No, I didn't. I said, yes, you did. Yes, you did. So it's a sore subject, but c'est la vie.
Wow.
Anyway, another Blue Devil miracle took place yesterday.
Ah, what happened? That's, of course, the miracle head gasket sealer compound.
Yes. Mm-hmm. My same brother-in-law, actually, his son, a few months ago, bought a Honda, 2005 Honda Civic.
Okay.
A car. And $2,500. And he bought it on his own, you know, some guy who's supposed to work for a dealership. But anyway, the car overheated on the way home.
Yeah.
And then the guy just couldn't be found anymore. Anyway, so he had brought the car here about a week or so ago. And crazy bubbles come out, you know.
Uh-huh.
Apparently, it was leaking from the exhaust into the water jacket.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so a little bit of Blue Devil. Was messing around with it yesterday. Like 98 to 99% of it's done. Rode it around for about an hour last night. Another success story.
So now, what do you mean a little bit of Blue Devil? You didn't use the whole application?
No, you're not supposed to use the whole bottle. It depends on
how big the cooling system is.
System. Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
I've never used it, so I that's why I'm asking.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like I said, this earlier, this stuff is clear. There's no particles in it,
right.
And you know, there was so much bubbles coming out of it originally, and you couldn't drive it 5 minutes before the needle would go up to the top. You know.
Yeah.
And it's
sounds like Bronx problem that he doesn't have anymore.
Right. It mysteriously evaporated it.
Mm. Well, it is what it is sometimes.
Well, that's good.
I told him to come pick it up. Yeah, I says it might be good for a week. It might be good for 5 years. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's the thing with that kind of stuff is that you put it in, there's a pretty decent chance that it'll do something good.
Mm-hmm.
There's a chance that it'll do something bad. Like, I don't know, I've had people add stuff like sealers or whatever. Next thing you know, it's like, I got no heat. Or
well,
something like that. So
you have to follow the directions on the bottle exactly.
Oh, absolutely.
It's not going to work.
Right, yeah. Well.
You know, and this is like 1, 2, 3. This is the fourth car now it's on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you've done quite a few.
And yeah, I'm still amazed. You know, I don't really believe.
Being literate is a big advantage.
Mark, do you have any idea how many miles are on the car that has the most miles since the Blue Devil has been done?
Probably the Z34 that has, I would probably say, close to 30,000 on it.
Wow.
30,000 with the Blue Devil in it.
With the Blue Devil in it, yeah.
Wow.
It's
that's
like 100, great. I don't know, 55,000 miles on it.
Excellent. Wow, that's
it just amazes me. I'm stunned.
Have you written to them, like, with a commentary?
A testimonial.
Yeah, testimonial?
No, but actually I chatted with them Friday. I called them up. I wanted to ask the guy a question about it.
Uh-huh.
And they said, listen, that stuff is great. You know, I told them I never was a real big believer in mechanic in a can.
Right.
But this stuff, you know, again, it's clear. There's no particles in it to clog up anything.
Where are they located, Mark?
I'm sorry?
Where are they located, the company?
Oh, jeez. I don't even know. If you hang on a second.
We can find out.
That's okay.
Just Google it up.
Yeah.
Find out the corporate office. And I don't know, Florida rings a bell, maybe, but I can't promise that.
Yeah.
But it just bewilders me how this stuff works.
It's pretty cool. Blue Devil from Azure, Hades, somewhere south of here.
But, you know, it's a pain in the neck. You have to take the thermostat out. You have to flush the engine. And
okay.
You have to, you know, it's just the whole procedure.
Right, right.
You know, you can't do it when it's warm. It has to be dead cold when you pour the stuff in. And pour it in slowly. You know, you got to figure out how much amount you need. A little bit more is not going to hurt anything.
Right.
You know, that's the question I wanted to ask
the
guy.
I guess the thing is, the takeaway is, as much of a pain in the neck as it is to go through the procedure, it's less of a pain in the neck than changing a head gasket.
Yeah. Like on the Z34, you know, the engine's shoehorned in there, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
it's
ridiculously tight motor.
It's a V6, and it's a nightmare.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's a freaking nightmare. And, you know, the car's starting to go back into the earth, you know, because it's starting to rust away.
Uh-huh.
Oh, boy.
And I don't want to spend, you know, God knows how much money to do it.
Right, right.
You know?
Well.
And that's pretty much all I'd wanted to say. And, hello, it's been a while.
Well, 10-4, good buddy. You've definitely achieved that goal today. And we thank you for the update.
Yes,
good
sir.
Good to hear from you,
man. And prosper.
Yeah, thanks, Mark.
Take care. Have a good day, guys.
All right. Bye-bye. Good old Mark. Yeah, he has definitely pioneered the Blue Devil thing. He's been doing that for many years already with those. Like I said, the Z34 was a few years ago.
Yeah, it's a lot better than that. Goop stuff that they brown that people used to put in the radiator.
Oh, there was all sorts of stuff.
Oh, there's all kinds of
Soda Seal, I think,
evil.
Made one.
Yeah, there's all kinds of evil stuff.
Black pepper, oatmeal. I mean,
yeah,
you
bananas,
name it.
Yeah. Eggs. Yeah.
Yeah, eggs.
Yeah, we got something wrapped around the fuse on that flashy thing because it's on again.
So let's hit the button
God.
And say hi. You're on with the Motor Mouths.
Hey, how you guys doing? What's going on?
Very good. Who are we speaking to?
This is Sean. How you doing, Uncle Joe?
Nephew, how are you doing?
Sean, what's up?
Sean is...
Hey, listen, I got a quick story about blowing something up. So
cool. Bring it on.
Is Sean, are you an S-H-A-U-N or A-W-N?
Oh, no, I'm the way it's supposed to be spelled. S-H-A-W-N.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
Yes. And so what happens is that in my car, you know, a while back, I installed some monitors. You know, they're like 5-inch monitors that I could put on the dash, and I had two of them. It took me 6 weeks to get them from China, right? So I mount the dashes up. I hook everything up. It comes with just that, you know how you have the one wire plug that it's round, and it has the little piece that you just...
It's got both circuits, the power and the ground circuit.
Yeah, you just slide over. Well, the wires come with black, and then one comes with black and a white stripe.
Right.
So, according to what these dumb instructions say, the picture, they don't give you words. You know, the black was straight ground, and the black and white was supposed to be power. So I did all the wire work. I hooked everything up. I didn't think to even test the wire.
Oops.
I plugged both of them in at the same time. And once I took the other end, I hooked it up to the cigarette lighter type of end.
Right.
And I plug it in, and I heard pop, like a loud two pops at the same time.
Oh, no.
And I smelled the cooking. I said,
yeah.
I'm just sitting there in the car, my 87 Trans Am. And I'm sitting there just like, you know, I didn't know if I was angry. I didn't know if I wanted to cry.
Mm.
You know, because I did all this work, and now it's like I had to ultimately get another set. I got it from elsewhere, but it's just the fact that, you know, when you get these things, don't always look at the instructions, man. Take yourself a multimeter and test it for yourself, because it cost me $60 each monitor, and that was a wrap for me. So I figured I'd share that up and smoke story with you guys.
That
today.
Is cool. Yes, we always go to the meter and the diagram, right, nephew?
Well, if it comes from China, the diagram may not be accurate.
Well, yeah, so, you might have to read it right to left instead of left to right.
Well, from like Sweden, yeah. You know, it could be that company with those weird Allen keys and insert A into B. Wow, well, that's a horror story. I'm glad you got it solved, though, Sean. That's nice. And,
I learned that a little while back, but you know, now I have all kinds of stuff in my car, and I give a lot of credit and praise to Joe, because he's always been a right hand when my left one was acting stupid. So
we all do. Right, we all do that. Yes,
hey, he used to work with me over at Standard.
Okay,
he'd come visit and. We talk about his Trans Am, by the way, which is named Shadow.
Ah!
Is actually, I think, a step past Kit.
Really?
Of Knight Rider. So.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, he's on Instagram. What is that? Cat Shadow, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
But, he did quite a job. This thing is pretty much computerized to the hilt. I mean, it's one step below autonomous.
Wow. Which,
Sean, knowing him, he'll have that done in another couple of weeks.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Well, Sean, check us out on Instagram at @real_MotorMouthRadio. And you can see the old outdated mechanical stuff we're dealing with, and maybe we'll check out your new modern stuff.
What? Outdated? Nah, that stuff is great. Listen, if it has a carburetor in it, it'll work forever.
Yes.
The new stuff with the computers, there's no computer that should ever tell me I can't start my car. Ever.
Right.
He's old school. He's been listening to me for a while.
Good.
Cool. I'm looking you up. I'll be looking you up in a few minutes. I'll send you the link up or whatever to become friends on Instagram.
Excellent.
Thanks a lot, Sean.
All right, man. Thank you so much for the call. Good to hear you.
All right, guys.
All right.
Take care.
Long.
Bye-bye, nephew.
All right.
Oh, that was cool. Another Standard alumnus, huh?
Yes, he's my nephew.
Very cool. Yeah. Very cool.
Either that or we watched Petticoat Junction one too many times.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. Hey, yeah, like we never took a bath in a water tower, right? You know,
hey. Yeah. I don't know. I did once, but they had to fish me out with a helicopter.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. How did that get in there?
Yeah, right.
And then, of course, they had to drain the water tower.
Yeah, there's always an extra. So we're coming up to the end of the show, fellas. We're going to be wrapping it in a few minutes.
Good to have you with us, Gerard.
Yeah, Gerard and I are going to head out to Lymbrook. And, Joe, you'll be heading out to Parts Unknown. And
Yeah. I have a Trailblazer coming, so...
Oh, do you?
With more wackiness.
Oh, nice.
Think we can get one under the wire?
That's going to be tight. Let's see what happens. Hi, you're on with the Motor Mouths.
Make it fast.
Hey, guys, I'll make it fast. It's me, Rob. How you doing?
What's up, Rob?
I was listening before. You had that segment about the guy with the motorcycle and the loop sensors in the ground.
Right.
Yeah. Trigger the lights, right?
Yep.
The whole thing with those is that the bigger the loop, the bigger the dome of magnetic pickup is supposed to be, right?
Makes sense.
So, in theory, if you're in the center of the loop, you should have the highest ability to trigger the light.
Okay.
As compared to being on the edges of it.
That makes sense.
Okay. Yeah. And now, and the bigger the loop, the higher the magnetic dome. So if you have like a short little loop, you know, the cars are wide, so the dome is going to be up in the width, not in the length, right? So it'll work for cars, not necessarily for motorcycles.
All right, Rob, on that, we got to go because we're done. With Kim is here, and we got to kick it. So thanks for the info, and
thanks,
we'll
man.
Catch up with you later.
And yeah. I'm done, too.
All right,
bye,
so long.
Bye.
All right, guys.
HPC, take it easy.
Bye.